Hey guys, how you doing? This is Andrew, and I just want to welcome you guys into my crazy life and how I got through it. Thank you guys for the continued support. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for downloading the episodes and streaming the episodes. That is much appreciated. I just want to apologize to you guys for the time that I took off from recording the show. I was in school. I had to finish a couple of classes to get my license in professional counseling, and that took me away from the recording a couple of months. This is my first time recording since May. And I wanted to do something very impactful, and something you know, that would set the tone for a new year. And again, in my absence, I just want to thank you guys for downloading the show. And again, I thank you guys for listening. And I see all of the downloads all over the world, actually. And again, I record this show in a small town in Mississippi, and to see the impact that this show has globally, that really says something. My wife told me a couple of months ago. She said, you may do this as a hobby, but this is life for someone. And when she said that really did something to me, because I had never considered it that way. Now, don't take me wrong, I take what I do very seriously, and I take the challenge of mental health very seriously, but I never looked at it from that aspect. And that was a real eye opener for me. So I know that this show is a voice, or it's an outlet for some people who may be afraid to reach out for mental health treatment, or maybe have some type of stigma against mental health, or, you know, just want to see something, you know, or just want something different. So, again, I take pride in this, and I really thank you guys for listening to me, and I thank you guys for supporting me through everything that I do. This show, again, this is the end of the year show, and this show it has to do with stress. It has to do with stress, and stress is something that can really grab a hold of people, and it really can do a number on people. And most people don't realize that they're even under a heavy amount of stress until it's actually too late. On my Facebook page a couple of weeks ago, I was making a couple of quotes about stress and some things that you can do to deal with stress. And one of the things that stuck out to me the most is a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King. And he said that you may not be able to take the whole staircase, but you may be able to take one step at a time. And that's really what we have to do when we're dealing with stress, or when we're dealing with life situations in general. Because I'm here to let you know, and I'm here to vouch for a lot of people. Life can really life sometimes, and I know that may not be proper English, and that may not be something that you hear, but life can really life, and life can throw some things at you. So Again, you may not be able to take the whole staircase, but you can take one step at a time. So again, this show is about stress. And this information came from the American Psychological Association. Anything that I say, you can go to their website and you can look it up. And I just want to use this as a guide for some of the things that I'm going to talk about this evening, because this year, well, I'll say the last 3 years, it has been very traumatic. It has been very stressful, and some of the things that we've been through, and some of the things that we've gone through, they've been real. They've been really, really huge. And just to name a few, the COVID-19 pandemic, we've had global conflicts. We've had racial injustices, inflation, climate related disasters, and all these things can be weighing on people. And this can really get into the collective consciousness of many Americans. So stress in 2023, a nation recovering from collective trauma. And again, all of this information that comes from the American Psychological Association, you can go to their website and you can look it up. I love looking at this site, because it gives a lot of fresh perspective into the things things that I do, and into the things that I do, especially helping people. So the COVID-19 pandemic, we'll start right there. 2020, March 2020, man, the world changed. Just the way that we look at things, and the way that we view things, it changed. And I would say stress started for so many people at that time, because you had the government shutdowns, you had things were closing, and you didn't know what you were gonna do. Am I gonna get this mysterious disease? Am I gonna die if I get this disease? What am I gonna do? How am I gonna handle this? And some of the data, it suggests that long-term stress has been sustained since the COVID-19 pandemic has begun, and this pandemic has had a significant impact on the lives and the well-being of many Americans. And this evidence is increased, especially with chronic illnesses, and those ages are around 35 to 44. And some of those cases, they up 48% from 2019 to 58% in 2023. So COVID has really changed the outlook of many Americans. And long-term psychological stress has come from that. There are a variety of mental health challenges when you're dealing with this, and it can make you more sensitive. It can even hinder your daily goings and comings, and most of those mental health issues can have impacts on our lives that are associated with it, and one of those things is especially stress. So you just have to look at how you can cope with this long-term stress, and how you can deal with it. Stress puts your body on high alert. It puts your body on high alert, and ongoing stress can accumulate, and this causes inflammation in the body, a wearing down of the immune system, and it increases a risk of hosts of many other ailments, and that includes digestive issues, heart disease, weight gain, and even stroke in some cases. So we really have to take it easy when we're dealing with when we're stressed out, and when we're dealing with things especially, you have to be in tune with your body, and you have to listen to your body about some of the things that are going on, some of the things that are going on with you. Another thing that can happen, another thing that came out of that's been happening around the world, is collective trauma and a rise in crisis. When you're looking at the data, and I'm a huge numbers guy, and I like to look at numbers. When you're looking at the data from some of the cases that have come out from around the world, and I'm sorry, from the U.S., most people have been diagnosed with a chronic condition, dealing with some type of stress. There's 81% of Americans dealing with some type of physical health as related to stress, and 2/3 of adults say they've been told by a healthcare provider that they have some type of chronic illness, and that chronic illness can be high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or arthritis. High blood pressure is up 28% in the country. High cholesterol is up 24% in the country, and arthritis is up 17% in the country. And a further 81% of adults have reported that their mental health is good or better, while 1/3, 37%, have said that they've been diagnosed with a mental health condition. And that's a 5% increase from pre-pandemic levels. So just think about that. In 2019, that has risen 5%. And most of these mental health conditions are cited as anxiety disorders or depression. So dealing with stress can really lead to a lot of different things. The data also shows a tendency among respondents to downplay stress. Most people downplay what's been happening with them and what's going with them. And, you know, we all get around our friends and we all get around people. And Andrew, you all right, man? Yeah, man, I'm all right. But deep down inside, I'm not okay. Deep down inside, there is something that's going on with me, and most people just don't know how to respond to it. So we have to get into a place to where we are. We know how to deal with stress. We know some of the things. We know some of the things that's going on with us, and we want to look at some of the things that's going on with us. And this thing is 2/3 of adults, 67%, reported feeling like their problems are not bad. Bad enough to be stressed out about because they know others have it worse. And my friends, look, that can be true, but we have to get to a point to where we're speaking out about some of the things that's going on the inside of us and some of the things that are happening with us, because we always want to put ourselves in a place to be better and to get better. Other top reasons adults reported they or a family member may give for not seeking treatment, including the belief that therapy doesn't work. And that's 40%. And 40% of Americans believe that therapy doesn't work. 39% say they don't have the time to go to therapy. And 37% of Americans say insurance plays a big role in that. My friends, I'm here to let you know, therapy does work. Therapy does work. It changed my life, and I'm here for this reason and this purpose because of how therapy changed me. Heck, I see a therapist right now. Dr. Dabbitt has been my therapist since I moved back to Central Mississippi. She's been my therapist since 2019. Devon Connors was actually the therapist that introduced me to therapy, and these things have changed my life. And, you know, some people may feel like, you know, there's just not enough time in the day. But my friends, I'm telling you, you make time for things that are important to you. Your mental health is just as important as your physical health. So we have to make time for the things that are important. We have to make time for the things that that can not only put us on the right track, but can put us ahead. Put us ahead of some of the things that can hinder us. And a lack of insurance, that's something that many Americans deal with. I did a show about insurance and about health disparities in certain communities. That is a huge thing, and that's something that need to be addressed on a much larger level when you're looking at it, because many people should have the right to health care. So when it comes to stress management, many people are struggling to cope and are bearing the burden alone. Let me read that one more time. When it comes to stress management, many people are struggling to cope and are bearing the burden alone. Around 3 in 5 adults, 62%, said they don't talk about the stress and stress overall because they don't want to burden others about some of the things that are going on with them. And most people just don't talk about it. But my friends, we have to get into a place. We have to get to a point in our lives where we are talking about the things that are important to us. My listeners around the world, I'm addressing issues that are in the United States, but I'm sure that these same issues may be prevalent wherever you are listening from, because there are so many things when it comes down to mental health, when it comes down to having time, or when it comes down to insurance. You know, we have to these are all conversations that we have to have for ourselves and things that we have to look at. Finances are a top stressor, and finances are it's one of the big three when it comes down to relationships. Finances are huge. Finances are a top stressor, and talking about them sometimes is off the table for many people. They don't feel like they can talk about their finances. In fact, only 52% of adults said that they are comfortable talking to others about money and finances. That's huge. That is a huge number. I am not one far from this conversation. Finances stress everybody out, because you don't know if you're gonna have money to pay the necessities, like, you know, light bill, water bill, and the things that you need. And so that can be a huge burden for somebody to bear. More than two in five adults, 45%, said they feel embarrassed talking about their money or their financial situation with others. Most people just choose not to talk about it. Most people choose not to talk about some of those things because it stresses them out to a certain point. And that is something that can compile and add on to the stress that we already may be feeling by some of the things that are going on around us. Around 3 in 5 adults, 61%, said people around them just expect them to get over their stress. Just because you don't feel it, that doesn't mean somebody else doesn't feel it. And I'll be the first person to admit I was like this. And again, therapy changed me. And especially doing this business, it changed getting into this business, the business of people. It changed my outlook about a lot of things, because, everybody's not the same. Everybody doesn't feel everything the same. And just because you're not going through anything, that doesn't mean someone else is not going through something. Nearly half, 47%, said they wish something they had someone to help them manage their stress. And some of those, 36% said they don't know where to start when it comes to managing their stress. And a third, 33%, said they feel completely stressed out no matter what they do to manage their stress. And again, here it is. Some people just don't know where to turn or where to go when it comes down to dealing with their stress. But again, I'm here to let you know that it's very important. If you need to reach out to someone, if you need to talk to someone about things that are going on with you, there's someone available to help you. There are crisis lines out there. There are mental health centers. I know Mississippi has the Department of Mental Health does a good job when it comes down to reaching out to those in need or for those in need to reach out in community care centers, and that's a good thing, because dealing with some of the things that you have going on is just one of the ways to help you. In fact, two-thirds of adults, 67%, said that the last 12 months they could have used more emotional support than they received, and about a quarter, 26%, cited the need for a lot more support. And guys, there is help available. There is help out there that is available for you. There are things that are there. Like I said, there are many things out there that are available for you to get help if you need help. Speak up, speak out about some of the things that are going on with you and some of the things that are happening with you. More than two in five adults, 44%, said they don't feel anyone understands what they're going through, and more than half, 52%, said they wish they had someone to turn to for advice or support. And my friends, I'm here to let you know that is something that that therapy can provide. If you need someone to hear you, if you need someone to listen to you, if you need someone to empathize with some of the things that you may be feeling. Because sometimes all a person needs is for someone to listen to them, because they may not have that type of support at home. And just by reading this, a lot of people don't have that support. A lot of people are struggling when it comes down to what can I do in areas to help myself. Another consequence of society is that society is under stress is that nearly 3 in 10 adults, 28%, said they have struggled with or had difficulty planning their future in the past month because of stress. Do you know how huge that is? Do you know how big that is to deal with that type of burden on your own? 28% of people say that they have difficulty planning for their future because of stress. And additionally, a third of adults, 33%, said they have too much stress in their day-to-day lives to think about the future. And that, my friends, is a sign of hopelessness. Because you may feel that you can't get any relief from some of the things that you are going through. So it's really important. Again, that's where reaching out to someone is really important, and thinking about the things that I have to deal with is very important. A widespread feeling of discontent from what they're seeing in the media also serves as a prominent source of stress. And I'm telling you, man, I was just telling a friend of mine this morning, sometimes I want to know what's happening around me, On the news, but sometimes I have to unplug from the news. And another thing about the news, if it was all the news, they'd all be saying the same thing, and it'd be one channel. So a lot of the stuff that we see on the news and on social media is, it's for entertainment and it's for ratings purposes. So sometimes you may just need to unplug from that, period. Half of adults, 50%, said it stresses them that the news is not focusing on what's more important to them on a day-to-day basis. And 3 in 5, 59%, said it stresses them that politicians aren't talking about things that are most important to them. And again, if it was all important, I think it'd be on one station. A good friend of mine used to tell me all the time, like, he was like, "Stokes, I don't even watch the news. I don't even look at that, because they're all competing for you to watch them, to view, and for you to be stressed out about it." And then I don't know if you remember when the pandemic first started, that they were flashing the number of people that were dying a day from just looking at things, from looking at that every day. Man, do you know what type of impact that has on you psychologically? Man, sometimes you just gotta unplug from that stuff and you gotta turn it off. It's okay. Sometimes you gotta get off social media. You gotta turn that stuff off too, because it's stressful. Seeing what everybody else has and seeing what you don't, and it's reminding you of what you don't have, and then everybody's, faking it for Facebook and faking it for IG, and perception is just it's a big thing, because I'm telling you, all of those people aren't happy either. I just want to leave you with this last thing. On top of it all, a few reported confidence about the direction of the country is going. 34% said they feel that that government representatives have their best percent in mind. That's 31% of people said that. And again, I just want to leave this report right here. And again, if you want to look up this report, this is Stress in America 2023, and it's on the American Psychological Association page. There's some real good information on that page if you guys could ever go on there and listen. But again, I just want to leave somebody with hope, regardless of what you're going through and regardless of what you may be facing. There is something out there for you. There is something bigger and brighter on the upside. It's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late to do anything. It's never too late to live, to start living, because most people never live before they die. Most people never live. It's never too late to do anything. You can do it. And I just want to leave somebody with this thought too. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. It is you. You are the one of the most important things. You are important. You are needed. There is hope for you. There is hope for you. There's hope for some of the, for the things that you deal with. There's hope for the things that you're going through right now, at this very moment. Right now, at this very moment. Never give up on yourself, and never give up on life. Life is so important. Life is so important. When you close your eyes tonight, tomorrow's a new day, and you can start something new, and you can start fresh. You can start fresh. There's power in you. There's power on the inside of you. And then, my friends, I just want to leave you with that thought. Again, I just want to thank everyone for listening to the show. Thank everyone for continuing to support me. Thank everyone for downloading the show wherever you're downloading, wherever you're listening from. This is Andrew. This is My Crazy Life and How I Got Through It.